Busy playing with her friends, little Sadiqa is unaware that her future has been sealed. Her parents have sold her for around $2,000 to an Afghan working abroad.
Here we go again.
She is not alone. This little girl, this little girl, and this little girl are all sold. This little girl is available for sale.
Most of the girls we met in this camp, and they all look like they're under 10 years old, are either already sold to a buyer or their parents are looking for a buyer.
When asked why these parents sell their daughters, one man, Abdulaziz, loses his temper.
We give our kids sleeping pills. We give our kids sleeping pills. Because they cry and ask for food. We had a life once. We were rich. Then the drought came. War killed our young men. We escaped Faryab province to come to Herat. Since this new government came into power, God knows, one sack of wheat has gone up to $25. How do we buy it? We've been living like this for 3 years.
The parents say they sell one child to save all the others from starvation. War and a prolonged drought had already devastated Afghanistan. The country's economy depended heavily on foreign funding. When the Taliban took over the country militarily last August, international financial support to the country ended. The subsequent collapse of the Afghan economy exacerbated financial woes. 90% of Afghans now make less than $2 a day. Nearly half the country's population is facing acute hunger. 1 million children face acute malnutrition. Her desperate situation makes Shirina angry. She throws a sack of trash on the floor and starts yelling.
We have no money for medicines, no food for our children. In this terrible cold, we are living on these rocks. There is no fire to warm us. My son has just brought this trash. We might earn 5 or 10 cents from it. 5 or 10 cents from it. That is what we are worth.
Sadiqa's father says his daughter is supposed to marry the son of the buyer once she becomes a teenager. But he acknowledges that once sold, the buyer controls her life. He can sell her to someone else.
She is young. She doesn't know anything. Now she belongs to them. They can do with her as they please. We did it because we had no choice. We don't know what's in her future.
Even as he talks to us, the people surrounding us start interrupting. We have nothing. What are we supposed to do? They ask. Then one woman, sounding angry and desperate, tells us, we sell our children like animals. We sell our children like animals. Aisha Tanzeem, VOA News, Herat, Afghanistan.